Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Oh, God, this is Saturday morning. I'm sorry. I tried literally like seven times over the last couple of days to record this, but it was just me and Miles. Wife has some things to do, and it was tough. I would get like 10 to 15 minutes in, and he would come over and talk to me. And I was like, oh, this would sound really organic and kind of cool. And I would listen to it, and it's just like, yep, people won't want to listen to that. So nothing against my son at all. Some people might enjoy it, but I was like, yeah, I don't want that. I don't want the talking on the side to be that big of a distraction for everybody. So I decided to not keep those versions of this episode. So I'm recording again on Saturday morning. And as always, I want to thank each and every last one of you guys for liking my podcast. The cool thing, the thing about the other episode is it was going to be clean. Since he was around, I don't know if this one will be. I guess I could try, but I don't want to. I like to speak how I speak, naturally. So, yeah, so I put a message out on my Facebook page to see if anybody really wanted to talk about anything. Didn't get very many responses, but I would really love to do an advice show. I don't know how I can get emails anonymously, because I think whenever you email somebody, your actual name pops up. So I got to figure something out. If anyone knows a way for me to get anonymous emails so people can ask me, like, good questions, please let me know. So I did get a few responses, and some people someone asked me how I felt about a white actor playing Michael Jackson. And on a joking note, seriously, folks, what black actor are we going to find with the nose narrow enough to play Michael Jackson? Send me a list. What narrow-nosed Negro is going to play Michael Jackson? I know they got makeup and prosthetics and all that kind of shit. But on a more serious note, I feel like whoever they picked, black people wouldn't have been happy anyway. Whoever they would have picked, it would turn out to be they should have picked this guy. Why did they pick them? They should have got him. They should have got this person. They should have got that person. So either way, no one would have been happy. You might have had a few, just like how comic book fanboys are pissed off that, you know, Ben Affleck is going to be playing Batman, or this person's playing this character. It's like you're never going to satisfy people when it comes to casting, ever. But I do, just from the racial standpoint, that is pretty messed up to have a white person play Michael Jackson. It just shows you how, like, things can kind of get whitewashed over time. This is fairly quick. It's just like, hey, he wanted to be white anyway. Let's kind of fulfill that dream of his. But this is how, I mean, look at Jesus. I said this before. You know, he just got a little lighter and lighter. A little lighter and lighter, and then boom, now we have Brad Pitt Jesus. We got hipster Jesus with the long hair. Got his vape pen. You know, flannel shirt. It's just, I don't know. You don't know what the future holds for certain black, you know, heroes. And I'm not calling Michael Jackson a hero. He's a musical icon, but I wouldn't call the dude a hero. I mean, look at Martin Luther King. Like, say things kind of stay the way they were, because I just don't see human beings lasting much longer at this rate. But just say things kind of stay the way they are, and I came back in a few hundred years. It's just like Martin Luther King would just be a little bit lighter, you know? Just a tad bit lighter. You know, maybe, let's see, who's kind of light? You know, maybe like a little Brandon T. Jackson. Then you come back a little bit later. Shamar Moore. Come back a little later, you got Steph Curry. And then 1,000 years from now, you got, boom, Ryan Gosling is now Martin Luther King. So it will be interesting to see if that even happened. You know, that would be very interesting. Almost like some 1984 shit where they go back and they doctor like all these documents and they get rid of stuff and they change history. It'd be interesting to see if that happened over like 1,000 years. You come back and all these like great black American icons, as far as like socially, that actually did something for the world, to see if they become lighter and lighter. And this next thing you know, just being replaced with old like white actors. That'd be crazy. So yeah, I think it's messed up. But hey, I don't make movies. I probably won't see whatever the movie is anyway. I'm pretty sure a lot of people will, just so they can get mad. Someone else was asking about a situation where some hockey player like cross-checked a referee. And if you're not into hockey, that's basically when you have your hands probably like shoulder length width apart, and you kind of like you push somebody with your stick across their chest or back. That's like a cross check. It looks dirty to me, but people are saying, because I'm not a hockey fan, and people were saying, no, he really got hit hard the play before. He was woozy. He might have had a concussion, and he accidentally hit this ref, and he said he couldn't stop. He didn't know how to stop and all this kind of stuff. But from my eyes, it looks dirty. But again, I'm not a hockey fan, and I know when it comes to these type of things, race plays a huge issue in this kind of stuff. Because all I say, and I hate doing this, if he was black, I hate that, because it's like the situation was what it was. The person that this happened to wasn't black. But if this was a black player in a different sport that made contact like that with an official, it would be a media firestorm right now. Not just about what happened on the field or court or ice. It would turn into like this huge examination of black culture and hip hop and violence in hip hop. They would bring up the murders in Chicago. Why so many black men are in jail? Where are the black fathers? They would have preachers on panels talking about how we need to ban this and that. It would be an entire examination of any and everything that goes on with black people. It would be a huge thing. You know? So it's just, again, nothing I can do about it. A different sport, watched by a different demographic. You know, people are defending him. It doesn't look defensible at all. I mean, I couldn't imagine someone. And this is, I'm getting old, so I have to like use reference players that don't even play anymore in the NBA. Because I know if Ron Artest was like undercut on a play and he hit his head, and he was kind of woozy, and he was running down the court, and he knocked over a referee in the same manner, he would probably be banned from the NBA. Now, there have been hockey players banned for hitting people in the head with sticks, but it's never an examination of hockey culture, the type of music they listen to, where they come from, any other, you know, things that they've done in their lives that had nothing to do with the sport. So I think it's kind of a double standard there. Now, even when it comes to fighting in hockey, people say it's part of the sport. Not really. I don't think it is. But again, I don't know hockey, but I don't, it's just, I don't see why you're allowed to fight. That has nothing to do with scoring goals and all that kind of stuff. It really doesn't. Has nothing to do with it. Baseball brawls, they shouldn't let them do that either. But people see it as like it's a classic thing. They have these bench clearing brawls, if you want to call them that, because I mean they really don't even throw punches these days. Maybe one or two dudes, but it's really everybody just runs out there and just starts hugging the other team, and it's I don't know, people like to see it. But if you fight in basketball, now here you are making $25 million a year. You get undercut, almost break your neck, and then if you retaliate, like, hey, dude, you almost ended my career. I could have been paralyzed. And if you punch the person or push the person, people are like, oh, my God, this game is so violent. It's like, no. You almost took this dude's livelihood away. You could have. This ability to walk. But you're supposed to just get up and brush yourself off and keep playing. It's like, no, I don't make that much money. And if someone did that to me at a pickup game, I'll be super pissed because I'm like, hey, we're not even pros. So I couldn't even imagine if I made millions of dollars and somebody did that to me, another professional. I'll be super pissed. I would want to fight. And then you have this emotional game. Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically what I'm saying, I like to see athletes fight. I don't have anything against it. I just think it's a double standard. I like to see these dudes pissed off. I want to see LeBron punch Steph Curry in the face. I like it. It's just like these dudes are passionate and they're leaving it on the court. I miss the old days in the early 90s when like the Knicks and the Bulls would just get into it and a full-on brawl would just break out and everybody's cheering. It's dope because it makes the games more fun later on in the season. I love that shit. I love it. So, yeah, double standard. That's how I feel about that. I think there was there something else. So it was Michael Jackson, that thing. Somebody said Congress giving Obama more war power. Don't care. I don't. Boring right now. A couple things I had planned to talk about were I don't think I really talk about comedy a whole lot, but the whole Amy Schumer thing. I'm pretty sure you guys know who Amy Schumer is, but you may not be big enough comedy fans to kind of understand or know, not understand, but know what's going on with her. She's being accused of being a joke thief. You know, there's a few bits on her special and then a sketch or two on her Inside Amy Schumer show that people are like, hey, I think she stole these jokes. And this is all I really have to say about that entire situation. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know Amy Schumer. I wouldn't be doing a podcast in my room on a Saturday in my bed for 19 people. But all I'll say is this. There's some pretty well-known comics that I either look up to or like their – I like – what they do comedically, who happen to be friends with her, and to kind of hear them kind of like just write this off as like, oh, it's just parallel thinking. You know, she's so busy now. She's a movie star. You know, she really doesn't have time to write an entire hour. It's really, really hard to fill up an hour. I don't think she would steal material and all that kind of stuff, which the whole thing where they say they know her character, they don't think she would steal. That's fine. That's your friend. But I'll just say this. Again, I don't know her. I don't know her intentions. I don't know her heart. But her friends seem to think she's a upstanding person who works hard, which I believe. You don't make it that big without working hard. But I'll say this. I just find it kind of frustrating that you have a comic who's pretty much the most popular comic out right now. You got these rumors or accusations, and people are kind of just blowing it off a little bit. And then you have up-and-coming comics who try so hard to be original And that's what a lot of open mic comics do. A lot of, like, you know, people who are fairly new. That is all we do as, like, super, super young comics. It's like, dude, that's way too close to so-and-so's bit. It's like, we have this thing where we're holding, like, new comics up to this really, really high standard of being original, finding your own voice. Don't even think about doing a bit, you know, that sounds remotely close to Louis C.K. or Amy Schumer or this or that. I mean, as new comics, we get accused of having the same cadence or sounding like so-and-so, that to the point where it's like people won't even book you. It's like, ah, you're too close to Aziz. You're too close to this guy. You're too close to that girl. So-and-so has a joke about biscuits. You might not want to do that joke. But here you are. You have a comic at the pinnacle of comedy being accused of that stuff, and people just blow it off. That's crazy to me. That's a weird standard to have, but I get it. When you get up there, you have a wide row. You can get away with a lot of stuff. But there's no way a low-level comic could ever get away with that, because I can almost guarantee that the same people that are kind of like, oh, you know, it's just parallel thing, and she's busy, she's this, she's that. If those same people saw a newer comic perform, or even just saw some comic that was doing fairly well that wasn't in their circle doing this, and they were accused of the exact same number of jokes being stolen, or the sketch thing, the same type of sketch thing being stolen, they would probably call that person a thief. It's just funny when it's a person that you know and you care about, how your point of view changes. About the entire situation. So that's basically what I have to say about that. I just find it weird that some person so high up gets a pass, but at the low levels, it's like, you better not even come close. And again, I'm not saying she stole anything. I don't know. It really doesn't affect me. I'm just looking at it from a standpoint of, like, the level of to which we're holding people responsible. It's so high down low, and as you get higher, it just seems like you kind of get a little bit of a pass because you're busy. So that's all I have to say about that. And lastly, for my last few minutes, I want to talk about, I forgot the dude's name, damn it. But I want to talk about this Cam Newton thing. If you don't know, he's a NFL quarterback for the Panthers, black dude. A lot of scrutiny. You know, he likes to dance and celebrate, and, you know, flashy dresser. Young, good-looking dude, 6'5", probably like 240, no fat, in great shape. It's like, why are you saying all this? Because it all plays into it. This dude, he's black, he's good-looking, he's probably got a fucking 8-pack, and he makes a shit ton of money. And the fact that he enjoys that bothers people. If you have it, honestly, if you have an issue with Cam Newton dabbing in the end zone, and if you're a fan of football and you have an issue with Cam Newton dancing in the end zone and having way too much fun out there, you there's three things you can do. One, you can go fuck yourself. Or you can turn your TV off and not watch it. Or what you could do is get off your couch, go work out for the next 3 or 4 years, or even longer, depending on who you are. Try out for an NFL team. Make that team. Beat out the starter for that position on defense, and fucking stop Cam Newton when you play the Panthers. That way you don't have to see him dance in the end zone. Those are your three options. I wish I could remember the commentator's name. It's a young black dude. He was saying how, and I somewhat agree. Not everyone that hates Cam Newton is racist or hates him because he's black, but I think it plays a huge part in it. And he kept saying it's not all race, it's about a culture thing. They don't understand the culture. These older people don't understand the culture. To me, that excuse is starting to not be, it's not, I don't feel like it's becoming as valid anymore. What older generation are we talking about? Are we talking about people in their 80s and 90s? Is that who we're talking about? Because if you're talking about people in their like 60s, I have aunts and uncles in their 60s. Okay? They grew up watching sports in the 70s, 80s, ABA, the other ABL, the USFL. They've seen all that kind of stuff. I mean, the 70s was super. I mean, you see those athletes from the 70s and the 80s wearing the fucking fur coats when all that pimp shit was going on. They've seen this before. So this guy trying to say, like, they don't understand this culture. They don't understand, like, the kind of flashy athlete. It's just like they've been around for a while. So that they're used to that. It's like, yeah, they might not know who Future and Drake and all these, you know, Fetty Wap. They might not know hip-hop culture, but this quote-unquote culture of a flashy athlete. I've been watching a lot of 30 for 30s. They talk about a lot of stuff that happened back in the day, and I'm watching this stuff, and I hear people talk about how back in the day, you know, athletes weren't like this. The more I watch that, I'm like, dude, these guys were just as bad, if not worse in some cases, because there was a lot of stuff that used to go on that was cool back then. It was, you could walk around with a few women on your arm as an athlete back in the 70s. No one would care. These dudes are telling stories about how they're doing cocaine and drinking. And there's, even if an athlete today even mentions about getting drunk, he would have to go and apologize on TV. Athletes back in the day got away with a lot more shit because things were socially acceptable. So I don't understand how they don't understand the culture. Honestly, I really don't think there's that big of a gap as there used to be back in the day. Because back in the day, there were a lot of white people just had no interaction with black people at all. Didn't see anything that had to do with being black. But now it's on TV. You see it in sports. It's just, there's just a hip hop, I don't even want to call it. It's just sports are very, very black. It's been going on now since probably, I want to say, for me, I can't speak for, I would say since the 90s, at least the early 90s. In my lifetime. I don't know how it was in the mid 80s because I was too little. But I remember when there was a strike in the NBA, they were playing all these old playoffs. They would play all these old playoff games, and you just saw the game get blacker and blacker. I would say even in the 80s, the NBA was still fairly white in the early 80s. And then late 80s to the 90s, you see it get blacker, faster, hipper, and better, honestly. Well, I said better as far as, like, athleticism. So I would say from the early 90s, the hip hop culture, the black culture has kind of taken over the NBA and somewhat the NFL. I mean, you go to these games, you hear the music that they play. You go into a Foot Locker in the Champs, you know, where they sell sports stuff, you know, the Jordans, the basketball shoes. You listen to the music when you go in there. It's like going to a fucking club. So it's like when you go to those games, you're going to hear hip-hop. You're going to see dudes dressed a certain way, like the athletes dressed a certain way. You've been seeing it for a couple of decades now. So this whole excuse of oh, they just don't understand the culture. They're afraid of the culture change. That's shocking to them. It's just like, no, honestly, a lot of America who still don't really interact with a lot of black people, but due to certain media outlets that they watch, they have this negative connotation of what we're like. Even the sports media, they like to focus on the bad things that athletes do. They like to focus on the bad things that some 23-year-old dude with $9 million did. And then they look down upon that shit. But then you have a billionaire dude like Donald Trump getting up doing and saying the shit that he says, and they love it. But hey, if some 23-year-old wide receiver goes out with his friends, get drunk, and maybe into a fight with security at a club, it's like, oh, this dude is awful. Worst. Get him out the league. He sucks. He shouldn't play. I want Donald Trump to be my president. He wants to get rid of all Mexicans and Muslims. He's speaking his mind. I like that. Richard Sherman, I'm the best there is. You can't beat me, fucking nigger. Hey, if you don't think Richard Sherman's the best, again, get off your couch. Go run some routes. Make a team. Beat out that wide receiver. Beat out Odell Beckham Jr. Play the Seahawks. Run your route and see if you can beat them. Shut them up. It's just, honestly, America just doesn't like loud, rich black dudes that have money. They don't like it. It upsets them. I think people are just jealous. Gronkowski can dance in the end zone. The quarterback from Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, his little dancing, he makes money off of that. His discount double check, people don't get mad at that, but they get mad at Cam Newton for dabbing. Aaron Rodgers did a little dance thing and got an endorsement deal off of it, and that's fine. And just like with anything that black men do, it's just like, well, it's not just that. It's how he does it. He might do it too fast, you know, too long. The way he looked into the other person's eyes, it's just he's taunting. It's like, grow up, man. Grow up. Grow the fuck up. At the end of the day, it's sports. Let those dudes enjoy that small window in their life. Because that shit does not last long. Most of those dudes, by the time they're 30, it's over. By the time they're 30, it's done. Have fun and relax. It's just funny that people who are so against this PC culture get so mad when they see players being non-PC. There's a show, that's a show, and this is a long one.